Welcome and thank you for joining us today to listen to Anthony Florek, the president of ACA Corporate Members Soundwave Hearing. Anthony will deliver a short presentation on unlocking the OTC hearing aid marketplace. Afterwards, he will be joined by ACA President-elect Nick Smock for a brief question and answer session. If you have any questions, please use the Q&A feature on your screen. Anthony has 30 plus years of medical device sales and marketing experience that he developed at leading medical equipment and consumer product companies, including Johnson & Johnson, Allergan Medical Optics, and Beltone GN Hearing Care. Anthony brings 15 years of experience from the traditional hearing aid industry and leads the development of the business model and value proposition at Soundwave Hearing. Okay, it's all yours, Anthony.
Great. Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Nick, for joining. Thanks, everyone from ACA for joining. I'm Anthony Florek, President and CEO of Soundwave Hearing. We're going to talk about the unlocking of the OTC hearing aid marketplace. So I thought I'd start with some of the FDA regulations and their recent changes. And then we'll just talk about our hardware solution, the Sontra OTC hearing aid. We'll talk about our software solution, the Smart Auto-Tune app. And then some of our current marketing materials, some of our new stuff, the acrylic counter display and the email marketing campaign. And then we'll talk about managing another clinical service with the Auto-Tune Assistant and the training and ongoing support. So let's start with the FDA regulations. They became effective just over 6 months ago on October 17th of last year. And they allow retailers, pharmacy retailers, independent pharmacies to sell over-the-counter hearing aids without a prescription. So the only way to get a OTC, or get a hearing aid before was through the audiology channel, and that's no longer the case. So it's a big blue ocean out there. Last month, the grace period was over to meet those FDA guidelines. And if you don't meet them, then the FDA will probably crack down on some of the pretenders that are out there. So just a note of caution. Personal sound amplification products, or amplifiers as they're commonly referred to, typically priced below $300 per set, sometimes can claim to be an OTC hearing aid, and they're not. Amplifiers are an electronic device. They're not indicated for someone who's hearing impaired, and they amplify all the sounds around them. So it can be frustrating for consumers, especially when they get into a noisy environment. Their satisfaction rate goes down, the return rates are high, and it's bad for your local brand. So you want to make sure that you're selling an OTC hearing aid product like the Sontra from Soundwave. So this is our hardware solution. This is what it looks like in the box. It's a leather case, comes with a left and right hearing aid. Those wires are called receivers. At the end of them are speakers that fit nicely and snugly into the consumer's ear canal. Comes with batteries, extra ear domes, a receive measurement tool and a cleaning brush. We're an FDA registered class 2 medical device under product code QUG. You know, we've got a very modern design. It's Bluetooth enabled. It's 16 channels. Our amplifier or speaker is in at the end of those wires. There's technology out there where the amplifier is in the hearing aid and there's a thin tube that goes into the hearing canal. Ours is, and that technology is almost 20 years old. So this is a current technology product. It was designed, engineered, and it's assembled here in the US. Again, it's Bluetooth enabled. This model, our base model, the Model AI does not stream, but our streaming product, the Model AI S, will be out in July, and we'll have streaming and rechargeability out in a single product at the end of the year. So really what differentiates us from almost every other OTC hearing aid is our patented 3-minute AI-driven hearing test. It's available through an app, the Auto-Tune app, on both the iOS and Android platforms. And again, what differentiates us is our way we customize someone's hearing loss. We're not having two or three programs that we hope matches someone's hearing loss. We're actually measuring and customizing it. So as part of the Auto-Tune app, when the consumer goes into your pharmacy and purchases the Sontra OTC hearing aid, they sit down at their kitchen table, download the Auto-Tune app again from the iOS or Android platform, and they take out the hearing aids, they put the batteries in, they register in the app, and they take the 3-minute hearing test. So we're measuring all the frequencies, all the intensities in both ears in 3 minutes, and through the app, in the privacy of someone's home. And that's really our secret sauce for the Consumers Press program. And their specific hearing loss is programmed into their hearing aids via Bluetooth. So we're amplifying the sounds that they need and not amplifying the sounds that they don't need. And if they fall outside of the FDA regulations for OTC hearing aids, which is a mild to moderate loss, we'll tell them. If they have an asymmetric loss or a severe or profound loss, we'll ask the consumer to take the test again to confirm the results, and then we'll send them or encourage them to go get help from a hearing care professional. So that's number two. And number three is we have an oral rehab program that the patients, the consumers can sign up for right through the AutoTune app. It's the first month is free. It's a $50 value. It's a 12-week program. And it helps, it supplies those consumers with a hearing health coach. It helps, it matches them with a peer support community. And then they've got these brain training games that help teach the consumer with the hearing loss who hasn't heard sounds in maybe several years, how to overcome a communication breakdown, how to become a more effective listener. So we're not just supplying the consumer with amplification. We have a whole oral rehab platform that goes with our app that helps them move along their journey for a better hearing health outcome. So that's what our software is all about. Our marketing materials are very simple. You know, we have counter cards, we have bag stuffers, and we have patient brochures that talk about what's in the contents of the box, the requirements. We have the sound wave guarantee. So there's a 45-day risk-free money-back guarantee. There's a one-year warranty on the from the date of purchase on the hearing aids and the receivers. There's our price is our MSRP is $849 per set. Right, there's a 20% margin for pharmacy retailers, so you would purchase it from PBA Health for $675 and make a profit of $174 per set. So this is our newest acrylic display. It's about 8.5 by 11. It sits nicely on a shelf, an end cap, or the pharmacy counter. It actually has a set of hearing aids so the consumer can pick it up and look at it and get a feel for the size and scope of their product. We have, you know, email marketing campaigns that help you alert your consumer base about another clinical service that you are now managing called hearing loss. So that's available. And then really what's exciting is the in-store lead generation through our AutoTune Assistant or hearing test tablet. So it's a tablet with a pair of calibrated headphones, and it allows a pharmacy technician or store employee to measure someone's hearing loss right in the privacy of a consultation room. So it's the same test that's on our AutoTune mobile app for the hearing aids, but it's on an app that can be used again by pharmacy technician. And it comes at the end of it's a 3-minute hearing test, a big blue button, a big red button. It's quicker than a flu shot to administer. And the outcome is great. So there's a scoring system. If the consumer gets an A, most likely their hearing is fine. They can come back in a year and get it retested. If they fail, they probably have a severe or profound loss. It'll recommend that they go seek, again, the help of a hearing professional, audiologist, and ENT. But if they get a score somewhere in the middle, a B, a C, or a D, it'll recommend that they try amplification through using and purchase of a Sontra OTC hearing aid. So it's the only 2-button hearing test that automatically tests both ears at the same time. It's quick, it's accurate, it's a clinically verified result, meaning it's comparable to an audiogram, which is the gold standard, and it's available now. And some of the responsibilities, you know, so if you order through PBA Health, we'll tell you how to do that in a second. They'll supply you with the hearing aids, they'll supply you with the marketing materials, they can answer any basic FAQs about the program. And then the pharmacy responsibilities are simple. It use the in-store marketing, leverage the counter cards, the patient brochures, the acrylic displays and bag stuffers, and create traction in-store with consumers. You can certainly generate interest online. You've got an email campaign. You might even take appointments for hearing tests through your website. Measuring someone's hearing loss with the AutoTune Assistant is quick and easy and accurate. And then we'll take it from there. If they purchase a Sontra OTC hearing aid from your pharmacy, we'll support the patient. We support the patients and consumers different ways. We've got a Midwest-based customer support center We've got our Amplify Oral Rehab app that they can sign up for through the app, the Ototune app. We have, you know, on our website, FAQs. And then for the pharmacies, if they want to know more about the Sontra OTC hearing aids or a little bit more about the Ototune Assistant, I do personally do the staff trainings for the pharmacy staffs. And we will have monthly webinars as well, similar to this, talk about the product and the pricing and the positioning of the hearing aids. I can certainly do one-on-one training for pharmacy staffs as well. So those are the responsibilities. And then the promotion, again, pretty simple. If a pharmacy would to buy two sets of OTC, Sontra OTC hearing aids, you get the tablet and the headsets and the acrylic display at no charge. And you can place your orders now through PBA Health Customer Service. The number's right there on the screen. The discount program and promotional program, you know, lasts until June 30th or end of June or until the supplies last. And that's pretty much the program. If you want to get a hold of me personally, my email is right there on the screen, aflorek@hearsoundwave.com. You can call my cell phone, 708-205-7998 to set up a training. Email is usually the best way to get a hold of me. And I think it's now a good time to pause and answer a few questions. I'll invite Nick back to kind of field those questions for us through the Q&A.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Anthony. Welcome, everybody. Thank you, Terry. A couple questions I see that came up. You talk about training, and they ask, you know, they're not, you know, us as pharmacists are not trained in being the audiologist. I mean, how much training are you willing to do for the staff to have them feel kind of close that gap? You know, offer this clinical service, but how much training would you be willing to offer? To the pharmacy staff.
Yeah, endless. I mean, the training times are usually 30-minute slots. We can spend an hour if need be, if the staff's really big. If the pharmacy staff, if they order or the pharmacy retailers order through the promotion, they'll receive the Ototune Assistant tablet. They can really discover a lot on their own. They need a Google account to sign in. To get to the Google Play Store to download the Ototune Assistant app. And once they download it, they register on the app. And then there's some very simple screens that walk the technicians through the what they need to do to position it for the consumer. Test is super, super simple. They can give it on each other. They can look at the recommendation screens. And I can certainly walk them through all that. But the training, it's simple. And I'm happy to do it for staff, for, you know, one-on-one or groups of people, which is what I typically do.
Question is, so they can offer a clinical program in their pharmacy and offer testing, and they could charge for that or not charge for that. What are you seeing with the pharmacies that you're dealing with today? Are they charging? Are they rebating back the fee if they do purchase a pair? How does that work?
Yeah, great question. It's what I'm starting to see more of is pharmacy retailers charging for the test. The test range price anywhere from $20 to $50. And like you said, Nick, if a person, you know, qualifies for an OTC hearing aid via the recommendation page, super straightforward. They get a score. Everyone understands if they got a C and a D, they would, you know, they probably could benefit from an OTC, you know, product like the Sontra. And a lot of the pharmacies take that test fee and put it towards the purchase. And the consumers seem to really respond nicely to that. So some offer it for free testing. Some of them have time slots, like, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 8 to 12. Some are taking appointments from the website. And so we're seeing a little bit of everything. And most folks seem to like or enjoy, you know, because it takes some time to administer a test. The test is fairly quick. That's 3 minutes. But with some counseling, there might be 10 or 15 minutes of a pharmacy technician's time. So they tend to like to be able to charge for that.
So a pharmacy technician and or a pharmacist or somebody could actually offer this test in the pharmacy.
Yeah, they can. Walk-ins absolutely are welcome. Just like they were administering COVID shots and flu shots, no different. They're probably managing, you know, other clinical services like smoking cessation and, you know, diabetes and blood pressure or functional medicine, right? This point of care test seems to be resonating with independent pharmacy groups because OTCs, it's still a very new category, but the fact that they can sell now sell an OTC product like the Sancho in their pharmacies, and now they have a way to determine someone's hearing loss. It's a really nice match for them.
And you said somebody said about the test, it takes how long? 3 minutes?
It's 3 minutes, and it plays tones in the left or right ear at different intensities across all the frequencies of someone's natural hearing ability, and it uses all this machine learning to play, to determine what the next tone is to play, and they ultimately get what we call a hearing threshold curve, which is it just determines someone's hearing loss, and if it's in, it falls within the mild to moderate scope of what the FDA will allow us to amplify, they'll qualify for an OTC hearing aid. And so, you know, the B, C, and D range grades is really as what when we recommend amplification where someone can benefit from an OTC product.
And go over the manufacturer's suggested retail price and the cost again.
Yeah, so the manufacturer's retail price is $849 for the set. So there's a left and a right hearing aid. That's how we sell them. The cost through PBA Health is $675. So that $174 gross margin or 20% is what the pharmacies make on a sale.
Another one is somebody said that they've seen some ads out there for, you know, the hearing aids that are like $399 or $299. Can you kind of comment on that? And then how many other competitors are out there that are actually officially OTC, FDA approved OTC hearing aids?
Yeah, there's a smaller group. There used to be hundreds of products, hearing aid products, before the OTC regulations were published. And what the FDA did was really create clear lines of demarcation between prescription hearing aids, over-the-counter hearing aids, which is the Sancho OTC hearing aid, and PSAPs, or personal sound amplification products, or amplifiers. Typically, when you see a product that's below, you know, $299 or $199 or $99 on Amazon, that's what that product is. It's an amplifier. It's not indicated for to correct someone's hearing impairment. It's not an FDA registered medical device. It's most likely not an OTC, registered medical device. And they're designed really, those PSAPs or amplifiers are really designed for hobbyists, someone who wants to listen to birds when they walk through the woods. So it's not indicated for hearing impairment. Sometimes you'll see that they'll claim to be a hearing aid or worse, an OTC hearing aid. But I think those lines of demarcation that the FDA created and will enforce, you'll see less and less of that out there.
And what return rates have there been, like, say, on the PSAPs versus OTC, versus, you know, prescriptions? You used to sell prescriptions, so they want to know what type of return rates have they been seeing and what's the warranty in return for this product.
You bet. So I sold prescription hearing aids for Beltone retail stores. We ran corporate stores. I ran a whole network of independent folks that sold retail hearing aids. You know, upwards of $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 typically was our price. Average price about $4,300. So our price a lot lower, 75% less. Return rates in the prescription hearing aids probably between 15 and 20%. They just typically weren't ready for them. A lot of those patients were younger patients, you know, with a mild to moderate loss that didn't see the value in spending that much money, which means those are really where our patients will be. They'll be, younger patients, first-time users, more folks with a mild to moderate loss that will be willing to spend under $1,000 for those hearing aids. We're seeing our return rates come in around 20 to 25%, you know, very similar. And a lot of that, probably 5 to 10% is folks that buy our hearing aids and then have a severe and profound loss and then return it. So that we're sending those consumers to a hearing care professional, which is where they belong, right? So we have a 45-day risk-free money-back guarantee to the consumer from the date of purchase, and then a 60-day return period for the pharmacies to return the product to the to PBA Health. So that if there was a return, or sometimes patients aren't just ready for it, aren't ready for amplification, right? Or they fall outside of the indication. So that's where a majority of our consumers, where we see the return rate.
Question here, are these OTC FDA approved hearing aids available for FSA?
Yes. So our product is FSA and HSA eligible. No hearing aid is reimbursed by Medicare. Some patients have Medicare Advantage plans. As a matter of fact, a lot of folks do. And oftentimes through those Medicare Advantage plans, there is an OTC allowance, and it can range from $300, $400, $500, and they can apply that to the purchase of a hearing aid as well. So it really takes the cost out. And $849 seems to be a price that resonates with consumers, and it exemplifies value. We have the latest technology. We use machine learning in our app to really get to that hearing threshold that programs the amplification settings for folks within the Sancho hearing aids to match what their hearing loss is. So it's a really nice product. Again, designed, engineered, and assembled here right in the USA.
Are any of your competitors allowing the pharmacies to sell their products through the pharmacies? I know I've been on some NCPA, webinars. I've kind of shared that with you as a pharmacist. And I know that what they were wanting to do is have you take your patient and refer them to an audiologist. I do not know of any of your competitors that are offering the pharmacies to be able to sell these right in their store. Do you?
No, I mean, I think we're one of the first to certainly partner with PB Health and ACA to offer a Sancho OTC hearing aid. Our brand is the Sancho brand. And because the first question I typically get, a lot of times we get on these webinars is, how do we measure someone's hearing loss, or how does the consumer know that they have a hearing loss? And the Auto-Tune Assistant is a really great tool. If you want to just buy it outright for $300, it's unlimited testing. If you want to buy two hearing aids through PBA Health, we'll send you the tablet and the acrylic display. So a really nice way to have another point of care test in your pharmacies and manage another clinical service in a really growing market that's only 6 months old. So really exciting times for independent pharmacy retailers.
Here's another question with regards to batteries. Are they, do they require batteries, or if so, are they rechargeable?
Yes. So this model is our base model. It requires a 312 battery. Most pharmacies sell those batteries in, 4, 8, and 16 packs right there in their pharmacies. Patients like that sometimes because I don't have to worry about forgetting to recharge their product. We will have, and this product, the Sancho product is also Bluetooth enabled. So when they download the app, they connect their hearing aids to their phone and use the app to program them and take the test. We'll have streaming available, the Model AIS in July, which means they'll be able to use a FaceTime, a phone call. Our streaming products will be optimized for phone calls, which is super helpful for someone who's hearing impaired because they can see the speaker, whoever's speaking on the other end of the phone. And a lot of times folks with hearing impairment lip read. So it just adds another level of comprehension for them. So, and they could, stream a podcast, et cetera. So yeah, the streaming product out in less than 60 days, the rechargeable product will be out in at the end of this year. It'll be rechargeable and streaming. And then we'll have two or three price points between $800 and $1,000. So to cover all different kinds of, what the consumer wants.
Okay. Another question is that customer support you talk about. I know, is it in the United States or is it overseas? And is that just for the dealers, the pharmacies, or is that for the patients themselves?
It's really for both. Mostly the patients use, it's Midwest based customer support. So they're trained on the delivery and of our product and all the basic technical questions. They handle orders and returns and all that kind of stuff. And certainly I'm available for the pharmacies to talk about our program, our promotion, to do all the training. I got a couple of folks here that help me with that. So, I'm Soundwave Hearing is based in the suburbs of Chicago, Oak Brook, Illinois, and we're ready to take orders, Nick.
Last question I see here is, what if I have a relationship with a hearing audiologist already who's leasing space from my store, like Beltone?
Yeah.
Is this going to conflict with that?
So the short answer is no. And I would encourage those pharmacies who have folks like Beltone in their pharmacies, you know, once a week or probably once a month to talk to them about this program, because you're going to be driving in patients that are really hard for them to get, right? Because you're going to be advertising and you have in-store marketing for an OTC product, which is for typically first-time users, you know, with a mild to moderate hearing loss. But some folks will come in that fall outside of that range. They have a severe or profound loss. You need to send them somewhere. Now you have a place to send them. So I would think that the Beltone folks or another audiologist or ENT would love the fact that you are now referring more folks to them to get hearing healthcare.
Oh, there is one last question. What is the target or what's the marketing area? How many patients do you think that are out there that have mild to moderate hearing loss that this could help?
Yeah, it's in the tens of millions. I think the number is 38 million that have untreated perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. It's a very, very unpenetrated marketplace, right? Like those folks typically, like only about 10% of those folks have hearing any kind of amplification help, like an OTC hearing aid. It's if you have a severe and profound loss, the penetration rate is much higher because it's really hard to function as an adult. And these are indicated for adult use only. So there's a 38 million. The total addressable market is, you know, almost 40 million, and it's ripe for retailers to leverage their new point of care testing tablets, the Otitin Assistant, and supply the consumers with an OTC product like the Sontro.
Okay, thank you. Here's a clinical question. Does hearing loss gradually decrease throughout one's life? I mean, you did this for 30 years, so you probably have that answer. Is it kind of like people's vision? You know, they have to start getting readers and they have to get more magnification. Is that true usually with hearing loss as well?
Yeah, typically for what they call a neurosensory hearing loss, which is 90% of the folks out there, it degrades over time. So, you know, if you know, they could have an onset of hearing loss because of a prescription drug, for example, or an event in their life, but a chemotherapy, et cetera. But typically neurosensory hearing loss, which is again, 95% of the folks out there, the little cilia hair cells in your cochlea just wear down and the hearing loss gets worse over time. And there's countless studies out there, Nick, you know, from John Hopkins, et cetera, that say that if you correct that hearing loss earlier on, it helps prevent the onset of dementia and you know, mental health. So it's important to identify those folks early on. We now offer a tool and a great partnership with the folks at ACA, PBA Health, to offer another clinical service to detect that hearing loss and offer a product, the amplification product that can help them.
Yeah, we're starting to hear as pharmacists out there that, you know, some of the COVID or COVID vaccines actually cause some either eyesight or hearing loss.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm starting to see that happen. I see no other questions, Terry or Anthony. You guys want to, you know, say anything else before we sign off?
Yeah, I'll just thank ACA and all the members and PBA Health for allowing Soundwave Hearing and myself to bring the Sontro OTC product and the Otitin Assistant to your pharmacies for this really neat and exciting clinical service and exciting time for OTC amplification.
Yeah, I think it's just another clinical service that the pharmacies can actually offer, you know, along with, you know, whether cholesterol screening or blood pressure, things of that nature in their pharmacies. And as reimbursements and these DIRs aren't going to go away, you know, pharmacies, we're finding out they need to offer some additional services and, you know, practice on the higher end of their license, so to speak. And I think this product really fits in well with where pharmacies going more health related. So appreciate it, Anthony.
Thank you.
Terry, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Wanted to let you all know that a recording of this session will be available on the same page that you all registered on.
I got one last question too before you sign off.
And so it should be available by the end of the week if you want to share this information with any of your colleagues. Alan, back to you, Nick.
Yeah, sorry. There's one last question. Does the testing require a CLIA waiver? And I don't know if you know what that is, Anthony, or not. That's when you have like a bloodborne, you know, where you actually have to have a CLIA waiver to do blood testing, certain things. But this product does not.
It does not. So this product is not HIPAA compliant. We are not collecting any patient data. It's similar to walking into a pharmacy and putting your arm into a blood pressure cuff and getting a result. We're not storing any information. We're not associating with any patient information, consumer information. They take a test and get a result. And so none of the above.
Okay. That's the last question I saw. It came in at the last moment. So there you go.
Great question.
All right. Well, you guys have a great Memorial Day weekend. Be safe, have some fun, and hopefully enjoy the sun.
Thanks, everyone.